Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
I hope you're making that list. It is the double S's today. It is sunny and 70s. Welcome, John Ferguson. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Sandy.
John Ferguson here in the studio taking your calls from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, north between the Woodlands and Conroe. Beautiful location. Fun to go and see, too, with all those piles of mulch and dirt and whatever you need for your garden. We were just chatting before we got on the line, before we figured out our volume. He and I were having trouble with some of our volume, but we were talking about he's headed out to the country today. And tell us a little bit about what your chore is on your list for this weekend.
Well, as you know, Sandy, my wife and I bought some property out near LaGrange to build our retirement home on. And so I'll be planting trees. So far in the 7 years, I've planted a little over 2,300 trees of 142 species as part of a habitat reconstruction.
Wow.
Today I'm adding five of the Texas persimmon, the black persimmon.
Okay, and that's what you were talking to me about.
Right.
Beautiful. And you described, I'm trying to picture it when you walk into Nature's Way. You've got two of them. You have a female and a male.
Correct, right in front of the sales office.
Okay. Now, tell us about the, when you plant these, you got them from seeds because you, is that what you had told me earlier?
Well, they're already 5 gallon size plants.
Okay.
So they're past the seeds.
Yes, yes. But did you plant them as seeds in
no.
the 5 gallon? Oh, okay.
I bought
okay.
them from a nursery.
All right.
From a grower.
Okay. So you've got your 5 gallon plants. How many?
Got five of them.
Okay. All right.
And since there's male and female species, hopefully one of them is male, the rest are female. Ideally. But no, I did plant some seeds a few years ago, and I got some there about 15, 18 inches tall.
That's where I'm sorry, I misunderstood that. Yes, okay.
That's on the property, too. So, but want to get the diversity, want to get it quicker.
Beautiful. And you said that you're probably going to be able to harvest some of those in a couple of years.
Hopefully.
And we were talking about jams, that people make jams and
jellies, wine out of it.
That's fun. That'll be a fun. And it's good for the wildlife.
Correct.
They may make it to it before you do.
That's the problem.
Yes, the wildlife. But anyway, I love the way that nature just takes its course, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, that's fun. That'll be a beautiful afternoon. And like I said, it is sunny and 70s today. Could not be more perfect.
Excellent time for work in the yard and garden.
It really is. It's ideal. I can't believe we're already November. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources is here in the studio with us, and we so appreciate him. This is a knowledge co-op, and John is one of our knowledge experts. And you have heard from Anita with Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. You've also heard from Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. And this morning, we have John from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And they all are experts of, they sit on this panel, and we've got John this morning taking your calls, and you can call him at 281-833-3333, and he takes your calls, your questions about what's on your list or on your mind for your lawn and garden. What are you seeing out there? Well, I got to work this week on my yard because I had gotten my MicroLife brown patch, and I actually had a moment of time to spread it this week, and I got it in right before the rain, which was wonderful. Now, we got rain last night, so it's still fine to go ahead and get what you need to, the food down on our lawn and garden.
Absolutely. Yeah, the organic fertilizer like MicroLife don't leach out when it rains. So they stay there in the soil.
Okay. All right. So we want to get those in. Any preventatives or food before we get some cooler weather? Now, I did see one area that I suspect, and it has been known to have brown patch, although last year I escaped it. I was glad. So I made sure that I got that down. I did it all over the lawn, so I'm hoping that I'm good to go. But I love when we talk about our soils, because really that's what it comes down to, right?
Correct.
It's it's all about your soil, is getting ahead of it. And it's not really a schedule from what I'm learning from you. It's more you looking at what's going on, right?
That's what I do.
The diagnosis.
Like you mentioned brown patch, I haven't had it in 30 years.
Yes. Well, I'm hoping I'm going to get there.
Right. People don't realize that there's a bacteria in the soil called Actinomycetes. This good bacteria eats the fungus, the Rhizoctonius lanii, we call brown patch.
Okay.
But this good bacteria is salt sensitive. That's why when you use artificial fertilizers, which are chemically salts, you kill off this good guy. You create a biological vacuum, and the fungus steps in to take over, just like it's supposed to.
Okay.
The other thing is, why do we put chlorine and chloramine in water systems? To kill bacteria. So when you water, you kill off this good guy. You set yourself up for brown patch take all, St. Augustine decline.
Okay. So the chlorine is really, that's, now there's something that you can put on the hoses, the hose bibs. Have you ever seen those devices?
Yes.
The little filters?
Yeah, there's a little filter you can screw in. We used to carry them. People don't realize what they're doing to the yard.
Yeah, when you're soaking them with that chlorinated city water.
Correct.
Well, and that's why you walk outside after a rain and everything is so much happier.
Correct.
Because it doesn't have all of that in there.
Doesn't have it in there. There's a lot of elements being washed out of the dust. If there's been thunderstorms, the nitrogen, the lightning will break the triple bond of the nitrogen atom and it makes water-soluble nitrogen the plants can absorb through their leaves. Which gives them kind of like just a shot of joy.
A boost.
Yes.
You really can see it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why I love learning from Home Show Garden Pros when you guys come in here and sit across the microphone from me. And we learn so much about that soil and about the whys and reading our lawn and garden.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sherry, early on when I got into, planting herbs and vegetables, she was like, Sandy, they'll talk to you. Read them. Mm-hmm. You know, listen to them. So I hope you've got your cup of coffee and you're making your list for your lawn and garden this morning. So give John a call, Ferguson, from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will be back after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Greetings, gardeners. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And just to remind everybody, we also have a website at homeshowgardenpros.com. You can find all of our Home Show Garden Pros on there if you want to make sure that you've got the right location. They're listed on there. There is an Ask a Pro button, which we love to get your questions. We get stacks of those every week. But sometimes it's a little better for the phone call. If you've got the time, give us a call at 281-833-3333 because sometimes we have that back and forth. We need to ask another question of them. And also, all of our Home Show Garden Pros have Facebook pages and Instagram pages, so look them all up. Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So they all have Facebook pages, so give them, check them out and follow them. It's always good to find out what's going on at the nurseries and what they're getting in. There's something new all the time. Now, John was talking about planting at the ranch this weekend, and I'm not sure if you heard us talking about it with, I think it was Anita or Sherry, I can't remember, but it was the week that is designated from the Texas legislature. Did you hear us talking about it was a week in October that they designated as Texas Native Plant Week, which I thought was very fun that the legislature actually designated a week in October. So we talk a lot about native plants, and they're trying to encourage people to plant native plants. And it makes sense when we think about it. So describe to us, why do we want to plant native plants?
Oh, a lot of reasons. One, most of us love our butterflies and hummingbirds.
Yes.
Native plants have much richer, more nutrient-dense pollen and nectar. In the course of hybridizing plants to be more flower longer, whatever, different character, they've lost a lot of the nutritional value. We see that in food. Like, we have to eat 30 apples a day to have the same nutrition one apple had in 1950.
Okay.
So we get calories that makes us fat, but not nutrients that make us healthy. Mm-hmm. And the same thing in our plants for the insects and animals. So that's one thing. They're nutrients. Two, they don't have the disease or pest problems. They can survive droughts, survive floods.
Why?
It's been bred out of it.
Okay. They're able to handle it here.
Yes. Okay. Well, like the one we were talking about earlier, the Texas persimmon, it can live on 15 inches of water a year.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I mean. It's very drought tolerant.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons for native plants. They don't need the water. But we're out of water as a society throughout the region. Years ago, the San Antone discovered that for every dollar they gave to buy plants, rebate to their customers, they save $5 of taxpayer money to develop new water supplies.
Oh, yeah.
Because they made more efficient use of what they had.
Right.
And that's what the Woodlands, the 14 water districts in the Woodlands are doing, $300 per house per year to buy native plants.
And that's year-round they do that in the Woodlands.
Year-round.
And I think, you know, anybody up there listening, that is such a great opportunity to save some shekels.
Yeah. And we're one of the authorized nurseries that participates in the program.
Great. You just take your receipt, and then you go from there with
Correct.
The city.
Yep. You mail it in your water bill, and they get take it off your water bill.
That is awesome. Well, I'm a big fan of native plants because, like you say, they – I don't want to say they can take care of themselves, but they can take care of themselves better than some of the other ones that we have to really nurture.
Correct.
And there's a group, and I can't remember. I wrote it down somewhere, who – they encourage you to plant native plants. And there's even an organization who's trying to go down the road that they would like for people to have, you know, 70% of their landscaping as native plants. And it's for that very reason that you're talking about.
There's lots of organizations. We have the Native Plant Society, has chapters in every county.
Okay.
Of course, Master Naturalists will promote native plants.
Okay.
Dr. Doug Talmy has an organization. They call it Homegrown National Park, that all the individual yards in the United States is bigger than all the national parks combined. And if by people who take care of their yards, like using that 70% natives, that creates a huge amount of habitat for butterflies, hummingbirds, other birds.
Right.
Because we've lost 50% of the bird population in the United States in the last 20 years.
In 20 years.
Yeah. All the chemicals and stuff.
Right.
And like nutrient density. You know, talking about the natives, but here's not even native, but like on my farm, I got some crepe myrtles that are 75 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
They have bees on them.
Yeah.
They never get mildew.
Right.
They never have disease problems. They live on the out here in a very much dry area. Never have to do anything for
them. And you don't cut them.
And you don't cut them.
Yes. They're big and beautiful. They don't have those ugly knuckles.
Yes.
I know.
You know how that got started, don't you?
No, I'm not sure.
Years ago, Rice University ordered some dwarf crepe myrtles to plant under an electric line. They wanted dwarf so they wouldn't get in the hair. And they got the wrong, they came in mislabeled, and they were regular crepe myrtles. They can get 30, 40 feet tall. So they had to cut them. To keep them from going into the lines. They didn't want, after they, you know, had grown for years, they didn't want to waste their investment.
Wow.
Well, some landscapers figured out, you know, the people at Rice are pretty smart. If they're putting their crepe myrtles, maybe we should
treat
them. Then landscapers said, that's a nice side income.
Oh, yeah.
So they do it now, and it promotes insect and disease problems when you do it.
Oh, yeah. We get pictures all the time from the questions, and, you know, they're showing the knuckles. And I think I've shown you one where the knuckles are black around there.
Yeah. It makes for a weak growth that and it, that would then landscapers can sell you a service. And we need to treat this with an insecticide or a fungicide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a money-making scam.
I never knew. I knew it was sort of on accident, you know, that it sort of just happened that people started trimming those. Well, listen, give us a call here at 281-833-3333. I am here with the John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is taking your calls and questions. And John, when we return, we're going to talk to Virginia.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And welcome back, and thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we've got a couple of callers waiting for you, John. Good morning, Virginia. How are you? What do you have for John?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
We are well, enjoying this weather. What do you have for John?
John, I'm working on my lawn, and what is the difference between your remineralizer and the MicroLife Humates Plus? And can I put both of them down?
You can put both of them down. The remineralizer are trace elements. The minor elements like iron, calcium, all the way things, the soils only need one or two parts per billion, the micronutrients. So that's what remineralizer does. Minerals to the plants are kind of like vitamins to a human. You don't need much. Mm. But if your plants don't have it, they're not as healthy as they could be. Okay, humates are kind of they're organic matter, the chains of carbon atoms. They're fairly short chains. They're composed of humates, fulmates, ulmic acid, different things that the microbes use for energy. So that's a microbe food. And it does have some nutrients in it, too. It's a great product. Okay. But it's short-lived in the environment.
Well, this back about March or April, I put a bag of the remineralizer down on my yard. And it was right before a rain. And I want you to know that my yard, people just, they couldn't believe it.
It was smiling.
It was green, and all summer I didn't water very much, and it was thick. And like I said, I couldn't believe it. I kept telling all of my friends about it. And it's still beautiful and green, but I just didn't know the difference and if I could put both, and would it be good to put both of them down?
Yeah. Remineralizer doesn't go away, so you only have to do it once every 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So it has a very long lifetime.
How about in your flower bed?
Same thing. All plants. I don't plant anything I don't put remineralizer in.
Okay. Well, my neighbor and I are coming up either today or next week, and we're getting some bags to revitalize our yards and our beds. So, but I just didn't know what the difference was.
Yeah. In soil science, there's called Liebig's Law of the Minimum, that plant growth and health is controlled by the element in shortest supply. So kind of like a chain's only as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah.
So the remineralizer gets rid of that limitation. It makes sure everything's in the soil. Mm-hmm. Then the plant will tell microbes what it wants, and it goes out and finds it. And you get a healthier yard.
Well, I've tried to explain to my friends what I've heard from you about our soils have been depleted of all of the good stuff.
Right.
So, okay. Well, I appreciate it, and I love your show.
Well, thank you,
Virginia.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that. Now, just to touch on, so the remineralizer maybe every 2 to 3 years-ish.
Right.
But when you're planting something new, it's a good time to add it.
Throw a little handful in the bottom of the hole.
Okay. Now, the MicroLife.
Uh-huh.
We can't overuse MicroLife. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's not a chemical.
Okay.
In the sense that of an artificial fertilizer that can burn.
Right. It won't burn your lawn.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I've had bags that got tore open. I've seen seeds germinate in it.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah,
it's a natural way. You know, when I was in college and grad school, it was all these different formulations, where you try to water solubilize and through chemistry force nutrients into the plant.
Okay.
We started learning 25 years ago that's not the way nature does it.
Oh, no.
So today we feed the soil, particularly the microbes in the soil. The plant communicates with fungi and bacteria in the soil and tells them exactly what nutrient they need, and they'll send out a bacteria or a fungal hyphae to break out maybe cobalt or iron or magnesium or whatever it is, and they will bring it back and give it to the plant.
Oh, my goodness.
In return from the photosynthesis, the plant makes carbohydrates, sugars, proteins, amino acids,
right,
vitamins, and it gives it back to the fungus and bacteria to pay it for its work.
And that's why they call it the web cycle.
The soil food web.
Yes, soil food web. Well, great. Well, we have got John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And, John, we've got a line of callers for you.
Oh, gee.
They are waiting to talk to you. But we are going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Karen, Tony, and Larry.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For 3 generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
If I could turn back time.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Sherry with Plants for All Seasons. The weather is starting to turn around. We have shorter days, and it's time to prepare your gardens for fall veggies and fall flowers. All the right veggies are stocked on the table and ready for you to plant. Plus, we have a huge selection of seeds. But most importantly, get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. Grab some of our freshly brewed compost tea. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. With the shorter days and the increased rainfall, be on the lookout for lawn fungus and make sure you treat it appropriately. If there's an area in your yard that always gets brown patch, let's compost top dress and hit it with some compost tea. This will help fight it off before it gets out of control. As soon as we cool off, our beloved pansies will start arriving. Make sure and plant them once we've cooled down so they won't stretch. Come visit us at Plants for All Seasons. We're easy to get to at 21328 Highway 249, just right off the feeder road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Remember, they are north between Conroe and the Woodlands, just right off the freeway, not even a mile, right, John? Off the freeway. It's a beautiful
look. Two blocks.
Yeah, 2 blocks. You just go over the little tracks, take a right, and they're at the end of the road there. So John is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We've already gotten into some fun conversations. And John, we've got Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I have 2 questions.
Sure.
I know y'all have been talking about the value of our native plants this morning, but I have a question about a non-native, Nandina. I've had it in my yard for over 20 years. I absolutely love it. It takes the droughts, it takes the freezes. I recently was told that the berries are toxic to birds. I want to know if I should start pruning the berries off my nandinas.
I have no knowledge of that. I've never heard that before.
Okay. Well, my second question is about compost.
Okay.
When I was younger, I had a shepherd's bin, and I did the hut composting. I now just have a kitchen compost near the back door.
Uh-huh.
One of those bins that I bought from the city. I haven't used that compost in a couple of years. It's been sitting in the bin. I want to know if I can use that in my vegetable garden, or since it's cold composted, should I put it out front in my ornamental beds?
You can use it either way. Most likely, the only difference is the thermal compost, when you get it hot, kills the weed seeds that may be present, and it kills off a lot of pathogens. In the cooler compost, it's still very beneficial, got lots of good stuff in it, but there may be a few weed seeds that survives. When you think about the forest floor, that's what it's cool composting on the forest floor from all the leaf litter drop, and the manures and animal waste, etc. And it works pretty good in the forest. So, yes, you can use it.
Thank you very much.
Well, great. Well, that sounds like good work ahead of you, Karen. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you touched on your lazy gardeners this weekend, or this week, you touched on composting with the pine needles and the leaves that people are raking up. And we'll touch on that after we get some calls here, because we've got a line here for you.
Okay, well, let's go.
So, good morning, Tony. What do you have for John?
Good morning. I just laid some new sod, and I put leaf mold compost underneath, and before I did that, and prepped the soil, and they look really good. I'm wondering, is there anything I can put on it now before the winter? Could I put remineralizer, or should I put humate or anything like that on new sod?
Yeah. How long's it been down?
Just 2 weeks.
Yeah. Remineralizer doesn't burn, so you can put that down at any time, and it'll start working its way into the soil and be ready to use next spring. You can put, again, you can put down some microlife. It won't burn, and it doesn't leach. So one of the reasons when we use artificials, we can't put anything down on the turf because the salts in it kills the small roots. We don't have that problem when we use organics, and microlife is an excellent organic fertilizer.
So, all right, great.
Tony, I don't know if you've heard, but I've had some city water leaks, like three in the last 4 months in our front yard. It's just been a mess. And, you know, they come and they fix the leak and then they throw down sod. I mean, literally they kind of throw it on top of the clay and the hard clay. And I'm thinking, okay, it's never going to grow. And I've done exactly what John is recommending for you. I did the remineralizer and the microlife. And I'm telling you, from just feet away, it is as green as my grass. Now, when you walk on it, you can kind of still see the squares of my sod, but it's happy as can be, and it's really doing well. So I think you're going to be fine on that new sod.
Well, that's great. One other quick question. I have some big pots, the garden pots are like 24, 30 inches wide that I put herbs and things in. And I've had several seasons of, crops, if you will, there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, should I do anything to beef up that soil before I put new things in there?
Oh, absolutely. I'd put down maybe a cup or two of remineralizer, a few cups of microlife, and some compost, and mix it into your soil and kind of rejuvenate it, and you'll be good to go.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, enjoy those herbs.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Larry and Frank.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. always safe, and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We love playing in the dirt. We talk about the dirt all the time on Home Show Garden Pros. Healthy landscaping and gardens starts with healthy soils. Landscapers pride mulches and soils are premium quality and locally sourced. Very important for our lawns and gardens. And just this week, I used Landscapers Pride topsoil for a few lumpy and bumpy areas in my lawn. They also have black humus, which is 100% aged pine, composted and screened. It is great for amending your soils in raised beds. Also, you can use the compost peat for that. If you're potting new plants and new herbs, their potting soil and Gardener's Magic are premium. Their curated blended compost peat, fine sand, and blended organics. All around a great potting medium that provides vital nutrients for those plants and even in the raised beds. For healthier, faster-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. Grab Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Well, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros, and I think we got Larry on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Larry.
Sir. I sent you a picture. My neighbor has a couple of plants in his front bed that's on his north side that are interesting. And one of my other neighbors said he didn't know what they were. He said he's had them for years since he bought the house. They just keep growing there. And another neighbor said that one of them may be Ligularia.
Okay.
And another one might be Artesia, the two plants that are in the bed. And I didn't know if you could help me confirm that identification. That looks like, I Google searched it, and it looks similar, but then one of the Ligularia has another name to it, and I put it in my email to you, Brit Scarlet or something, and I wasn't sure if it was available or would grow well in this area or not. It had some interesting coloring in the leaves. Are y'all able to look at what I sent
you? Yeah, I'm looking, Larry. When did you send that email? You sent it to the Home Show Garden Pros?
Just this morning.
Because I have a CD. Did it come under CD Chambers?
No, it should be under Larry D. Porterfield.
I don't see it yet. It was homeshowgardenpros.com, right? Ask a pro.
Yeah, I was on your website.
Okay, I'm still looking.
There's a couple good apps for your phone. One's called Plant Snap that you can take a picture and it will identify it for you. The other one is iNaturalist.
Okay.
And they're free, so you can download it and take a picture and they can probably, if we can't find it, your picture, they'll go from there. But those are good ways to help identify plants.
So one is iNaturalist and the other is Plant Snap. Plant Snap?
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on if you've got one of the Apple iPhones, when you go to your pictures, there is a little, if you'll click on a picture, and then you open it up, and there's a little circle with an eye in the middle of it. It'll identify plants for you there also. I don't know what version of an iPhone or if you have one, but that's another good one too. And I am sorry, because the last email I got was at 7:25, and it was from CD. So it hasn't come through yet.
Okay. Actually, I called too soon then, maybe.
I don't know.
So on my iPhone, it's an iPhone SE.
Mm-hmm.
You say there's some dots on the picture?
Go to a picture. Go ahead and, okay, so just click on any picture, any of your pictures. And then at the bottom, you've got the square with the arrow, you've got the heart, and on mine, there's a circle with an eye on it.
Right, I got that.
Yep, and you click on that. That's information or identify. I don't know what it stands for. But anyway, you click on the eye after you've taken a picture, you know, of a plant, and it'll help identify it. It's not perfect, but John's two sources may be a little more helpful, but at least that'll get you started.
And I just noticed on my phone there's a third one I haven't used yet. It's called Picture This. You just take a picture, and And again, it helps identify it.
Okay.
But I haven't used that one yet.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep
right.
listening, and I will keep watching for that email. And I'm sorry it hasn't filtered through yet, but I will. I'll keep refreshing, and we'll try and answer that question some more if we need to.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We've just gotten techie. That's wonderful. I mean, anything that will help us all answer our questions. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Frank on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Just a couple questions. Number one, I just turned on. I heard you talking about the remineralizer. Who makes that?
We do. Nature's Way Resources.
Okay, it's Nature's Way Resources. And is that economical enough where you can put it on your lawn?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what the individual realtors, but it's $25 for a 40-pound bag versus some of the other, something similar. They have less elements, and it's like $15 for a 5-pound bag.
Sure. Okay, great.
Because it's all, all this is all sourced out of Texas, so that's why it's a lot lower cost, and it's got a full spectrum of all 79 elements in the human body.
Wonderful. And what is the, is it the remineralizer? What is the best way of getting indications? I'm trying to increase the nitrogen in my lawn. Is that remineralizer what I should use?
Indirectly. Many of the microbes, bacteria, and some fungi and some algae have the ability to fix nitrogen out of the air. Like algae, if the trace element molybdenum is present, they can fix nitrogen. If you don't have molybdenum, you don't get that free nitrogen. So it will help there because it does provide some molybdenum.
Hmm.
So little things like that. If you just, the compost will have nitrogen. There's a lot of nitrogen-fixing microbes in the leaf mold compost. Of course, a good organic fertilizer like the Microlife line has nitrogen in it. And the compost itself has nitrogen in it. Humates have nitrogen in it.
Wonderful. Then I guess I'm on the right track. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Frank.
Now, just a reminder for Frank and other listeners, for the remineralizer, the Nature's Way Resources, you don't just have to go to Nature's Way Resources to get it. You can get the remineralizer and your leaf mold compost at other Home Show Garden Pros?
Yeah, a lot of them carry it.
Okay. All right, so keep that in mind, you know, depending on if someone's way south. Nature's Way Resources has those at many locations. So it's great, the remineralizer from Nature's Way Resources and the leaf mold compost. We talk about that a lot here on the show, both from Nature's Way Resources. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources a phone call with your questions or concerns about what is going on in that lawn and garden or what's on your list this weekend. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We will plant now. Yay, at Nelson Nursery, we're all about having fun, and the best way to have fun is in the garden. Whether it's a tree or a shrub or an herb or a vegetable, we've got plants in stock. Get them while they're hot. And the hot plants right now are lobelia, calendula, stock, violas, and more. And if you don't know what Mom is talking about, come to the shop and we'll teach you how to talk garden. Not only that, but you can save a trip to the grocery store this fall by planting your own vegetables. Come see what tasty plants you can grow yourself.
And herbs, lots of herbs. Those little plants pack a punch in your fall culinary endeavors.
Did you know there's one herb that you grow in the fall, sage, that is less expensive to buy as a plant than the dried version at the grocery store?
Huh.
And don't forget,
we will plant now.
Plant now. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
You can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give John Ferguson a call at 281 281-833-3333. He is our knowledge expert this morning, taking your calls about what is on your to-do list. Or do you have some concerns that you see some plants or your lawn talking to you, but we're not quite sure what they're saying? Give John a call and he can help interpret that. And we had just finished with a call. It was just great calls this morning. We thank you so much for listening. But I wanted to kind of follow up. I love the whys, John, and you are so good at explaining it. I mean, you can just see it when you explain it. But talk to us about, you know, the last caller said that he was low on nitrogen. And I'd like to kind of understand that. What do you think's going on there?
It could be many things. Some people interpret yellowing as a sign of low nitrogen, but it could be a lack of iron.
Okay.
It could be a lack of magnesium. It could be too much sulfur. The only way to know for sure is a chemical analysis.
Okay.
But in most cases, when you use the compost with microbes and use a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife, the microbes will correct the soil problems and make the nutrients available to plants in the right amount, in the right form. They do the work for us,
as long
as we don't kill them off of fungicides, pesticides, artificial fertilizers, chlorinated water.
Right, the synthetics. Now, you said something to me about the synthetic nitrogen versus naturally occurring or naturally feeding it.
Oh, it was almost at least 25 years ago in the Journal of Environmental Horticulture, the first study I read, the same amount of nitrogen applied in organic form or applied in a synthetic form.
Uh-huh.
The synthetic form attracted lace bugs to azaleas.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the very first paper.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's heard of nitrosis, like the divers getting the bends.
Oh, okay. Yes.
When there's too much nitrogen in the soil, and like artificial fertilizers are water soluble, so that nitrogen gets released. In chemistry, through osmotic pressure, if you got a lot of something here outside the root hair, it forces it into the plant.
Oh, okay.
So, well, to keep the too much nitrogen from killing the plant, it has to grow quickly, rapidly. So the lignin and cellulose of the cell wall gets much thinner. So it changes how ultraviolet light is reflected off the plant. You know, lignin and cellulose is tough stuff for insects to chew through. If you got a lot of thinner cell walls, it's like a big strobe light. Come eat at Joe's.
Oh, come to me. I'm weak.
Exactly. And it actually tracks insect and disease problems.
Right. And that's with the synthetics.
With the synthetics.
And that makes so much sense. I, in my last life of gardening before, you know, I began learning from all of you guys, the Home Show Garden Pros, I can picture exactly what I did to a couple of my plants in my landscaping because I was just feeding it something and it didn't need it, and it wasn't the good stuff. So it's really important to let nature do its job because it's really good at it if we don't interrupt it, if we just sort of aid it.
Yeah. Back when I was in grad school, it was all about the chemistry and physics of soil. Today, we know the biology is probably 10 times more important than the chemistry and physics put together.
Okay, yeah.
If we do things to take care of the biology, the problems correct themselves.
Yes, I love that. That's a great information. So thank you for clarifying that about the nitrogen. And then just to circle around on that, using the MicroLife or the remineralizer, that's fine for your lawns and gardens. It doesn't need to be on a schedule, and it is going to be nurturing that soil web.
Correct. You know, I've shared it before, but in my own yard, if my yard's been in Better Homes and Gardens, originally it was in the black gumbo clay of South Texas.
Yeah.
I haven't watered since the drought of 2011.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
My soil has broken down the years. I use one bag of MicroLife 624 every other year on my entire cul-de-sac lot. And I'm just in a maintenance mode. I save thousands of dollars
right.
a year.
Oh, yeah.
And part of it, I'm losing my ability to diagnose problems because I just don't have them anymore.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, it's a good problem.
That is amazing. Well, I did have a compliment from a neighbor of mine. There's several of us who are dog walkers around our neighborhood. And, you know, I see her at least once a day. And she said to me, she says, I just can't believe how thick your lawn is. And I thought, oh, you know, my work is helping there. You know, my roots are growing deeper and it is requiring less water. So now if I could just figure out why we kept getting these leaks out there. But anyway, we'll figure that
out. Separate problem.
Separate problem, separate show, separate issue. Yes. But this is Home Show Garden Pros. And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And John, what do you have going on up at Nature's Way? I know last time you were here, you'd gotten a lot of citrus trees delivered.
We got citrus trees, avocados,
ooh,
all the fruit trees. You know, we have our fall sale going on right now. A lot of things are anywhere from 30 to 50% off.
That's great.
So,
and we need to remind people that this is a great time to plant.
Mm-hmm.
Put anything in the ground that you want. This is the, as the Nelsons like to call it, the second spring.
Absolutely.
But it is, you know, if someone is here new from the East Coast, say, or from the North, this is a great, you can plant here in Houston almost 12 months out of the year.
Yes.
And we're really lucky that this time of year, the soil is not as warm, so the roots can establish. Is that correct?
That's correct. They'll grow all winter.
Okay.
So then when it gets hot, they're already got roots down to collect water and nutrients. You get a more healthier plants quicker.
Right. So you can still plant in the summer, but they're going to need more water and a little more nurturing.
A little more TLC.
But if you plant them now, they're going to need a little less water. It's not that, you know, daily watering.
Usually you'll have to water it all through this time of year in Houston. We get enough natural rain.
Great. And you had suggested to somebody on planting new items, put some remineralizer in there with it too as you do your planting.
Absolutely. The things I do personally, when I, in the bottom of my transplant hole, first on the ball, when I pull it out of the pot, I put mycorrhizal fungi.
Okay, yes.
You know, I get, you know, mine from MicroLife. They have a container of it and dust it, because we know 90% of all plants live in a symbiotic relation with mycorrhizal fungi.
Okay.
So any kind of perennial plant, shrub, tree, that's the first thing. In the planting hole, I usually put some MicroLife Ultimate and, like I said, a handful of remineralizer. And kind of, you know, work it into the bottom and set the plant.
Yeah.
Then once the plant's in the ground, I mulch it with their composted native mulch, what we call the age mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's full of different microbes. It helps the plant grow, protects it, the soil from too much water, too much heat.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of the microbes in the mulch produce growth hormones that make the plant grow strong and fast. Roots stimulate the roots.
And that should get us through the winter.
Correct.
To the spring.
Also, the native mulch is earthworms love it.
Oh.
Well, again, earthworms come in and it'll take that organic matter and carry it down into the root zone.
Mm-hmm.
They eat a lot of pathogens in the soil. They eat weed seeds. They also produce auxins, which is, again, the most powerful root stimulator known to mankind.
Auxins, okay.
So, but they only do it if you have this type of mulch.
Right.
So
You have to nurture Mother Nature, and then she'll do her job.
Correct.
Yes. So that's why we all are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and that is what you're listening to right now, and that was John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, and when we return, we'll talk with Ed.
If I could turn back the hands of time, turn back the hands of time.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for that little bed there, Chad, who is my boss here at the radio station. So he has reminded me with that music that it is time change weekend. So let's remember that our clocks are going to, we are going to fall back. Remember, fall back, spring forward. So we're going to get dark a little earlier than usual, which a lot of us don't like, but that just means we have to get outside in the garden a little earlier in the day. And actually, tonight it'll work out because we want to get out in the garden and get home and watch those Astros win.
Absolutely.
Win. That's right. It's been an exciting series. So it's great fun to watch those hometown guys. And it can't help but put a smile on your face because you can see that team work together. So we'll get back to gardening now. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have Ed on the line. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all today? I'm fantastic.
Good.
Waiting for the game, of course.
All right. But you're going to do some gardening first.
Well, I'm at work right now, and I listen every now and then. And I just today, I just needed to ask a question. I mean, my grass is very green and thick and everything, and I use some of the different weed and feeds over the years, trying to get rid of the crab grass that I have. And it seems like my grass gets greener and thicker, and so does my crab grass. Why can't I get rid of my crab grass? Yeah, and like I said, I've used different different products that claim they get rid of crabgrass, but it doesn't. It just seems to get thicker every year.
Well, that's what the research studies have shown. When we use some of these weed and feed products, we do it temporarily, set it back, but it makes the soil sick, which encourages the crabgrass to come back in even stronger.
Mm. So what are some steps forward?
Quit using the weed and feeds.
Yeah. Okay, but we have an easy solution.
Cut your grass taller if it's St. Augustine, at least 4 inches.
Uh-huh.
Quit watering. Crabgrass likes overly wet soils. So those are some little cultural changes you can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, does he need to, how else can he nurture the soil? Leaf mold compost?
Leaf mold compost.
Okay.
Humates. St. Augustine likes the soil balance between bacterial and fungal species. Crabgrass likes 10 times more bacteria in the soil than fungus. So when you use the artificial fertilizer stuff, you kill off the fungus, you're making it more favorable, shifting this biological ratio that favors the crabgrass over the lawn grass.
Okay.
So again, over time, as you use the organics, you can shift that biology back, which favors the St. Augustine over the weedy species.
Okay. And you can do that, Ed. And thank you for listening to us. You said that you listen to us sometimes when you get a chance at work. So we appreciate that.
Yes, I do.
But here on Home Show Garden Pros, the experts are leaning us as much as possible towards the organics. And that's exactly what John's talking about, is nurturing that soil web so that nature can work your balance out. Yeah. Right, John?
Okay. And there's actually a product called AgriLawn Crabgrass Control.
Uh-huh.
It's made from the bark of cinnamon trees.
Okay.
You can spread that lightly on the lawn. It may yellow St. Augustine or Bermuda, but it will kill crabgrass. It kills over 100 species of weeds.
And AgriLawn, you said?
AgriLawn Crabgrass Control.
AgriLawn.
Can I ask, that was going to be more of my question, is where can I get some of these products? I mean, do I need to go to a... like Home and Garden Place, or can I get them like Home Depot?
AgriLawn's probably in a lot of places. Any good nursery garden center that carries organic products will have that one.
So
any of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Any of our Home Show Garden Pros will have that. And you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com to find their locations. But there's one, Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens is west, so that's more Katy area. Plants for All Seasons is 249. And John's location is Nature's Way Resources. And he's on 45 between Woodlands and Conroe.
What part of town you in, Ed?
Well, I actually live in Tascosa, but I'm in Katy right now.
Huh.
That's kind of funny.
Okay. And you carry, and I know Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, you have some of your products in other locations, too, not just the Home Show Garden Pros.
Right. Yeah, about 25 locations around the state.
Anything near where he is?
Yeah, there's an Ace, what's the name of the Ace Hardware Store? It's just north of Kingwood. Coming from Conroe. I can't remember the name of it, but they carry our products.
Yeah, well, I know my Ace out in West Houston carries Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So the AgriGrass is
AgriLawn.
AgriLawn.
Crabgrass Control.
Okay, AgriLawn is what he's suggesting, and also the leaf mold compost.
Correct.
Get that on your lawn because that's going to help the soil.
Yeah, on the AgriLawn, it's a powder, and it comes from the cinnamon tree. It's a byproduct of the spice, the herb cinnamon. And there's a device called a Dustin Miser. It's a little thing you put powdered products in, has a little hand crank blower. And if you wet the grass first, so the plastic that works very good, makes it economical. Or if it's just a smaller area, you can sprinkle it on. But you know, it's a little bit expensive, but when you use the dust, it covers a large area. It's a lot more efficient.
Well, that's not a problem there. I've been 20 years. I bought the house 20 years ago, and about the third year, I've had the crabgrass problem, and I've been fighting it, and I've never done any research and just listening. I said, you know what, I'm going to call you.
There you
go. I'm glad you did.
I really appreciate this information, and if you would give me the website again so I can get on there and look some things, and I will go and get these products.
Okay.
The Agrilon.
Agrilon.
I'm going to start there. And now, what did you say the organic was again?
The leaf mold compost.
Yeah.
Leaf mold?
Leaf mold compost.
Mm-hmm. Compost. Yeah, leaf mold compost. We talk about that a lot for our lawns and for lots of different reasons. I mean, it helps nurture your lawn and grass. It's a great product from Nature's Way Resources. It
helps control diseases. It's got nutrients, creates soil structure, feeds the microbes, full of microbes.
Great.
This makes all plants healthier.
I have people tell me, man, your grass grows so much, it wants to grow on the sidewalk. It just looks like an octopus.
Well, that's good.
And I'm like, I don't know, I guess, because I've been given the formulated products at least once a year, no more than that. And
well,
I don't use any kind of winterizer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But In the spring, I do, like I said, I've used weed and feed different ones. And my grass is beautiful, but so is my crabgrass.
Yeah, but it sounds like the crabgrass is starting to really get a hold. And I think these little steps, keep listening, but these steps moving towards the organic is going to help your soil and then, in turn, make your grass kind of choke out the crabgrass. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the crabgrass over time will get weaker, and the desired grasses will choke it out.
Awesome.
Okay, thank y'all, John. I appreciate it. And hopefully I can call you back next summer and tell you how it works.
There you go.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Ed. Have a great weekend.
Have a great day. Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. 3333. We have had wonderful calls this morning, so we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.